Emma Britton, BBC Radio Bristol.
Now, the sky was blue and the sun was warm. It was a perfect day. Last week, I went to volunteer at a conservation work party on Troopers Hill in East Bristol. You know, the one with the big chimney on the top. It's a beautiful spot. It's got a great view over Bristol. It's home to loads of special plants and wildlife. It's really good for dog walking. And I was given some gloves and a pair of loppers and I was away. One of the volunteers, I found him under a bramble hedge. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Brian.
So, Brian, how come you turn up and volunteer here?
Because I enjoy being outdoors. I'm interested in nature and the environment. And I feel that I'm giving something back to the community.
I've never really sort of got involved in conservation work before, but you know, there's a small group of us clearing a small area. But if we didn't do this, then it would get out of hand, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, that's right. And it's a little bit at a time.
Now, you're the man who's got a little bit of fungi knowledge.
I've told you, have they?
Is Troopers Hill good for fungi?
It is. It's a very good site, notably for waxcaps. I believe there's something like a dozen species that have been found here. They can be red, they can be orange, they can be greenish colours. They're very brightly coloured. Unfortunately, at the moment, although this is the height of the fungi season, there are very few around, and it's as a result of such a dry summer. The ground, although we've had rain, the ground on the surface is quite soft, but underneath it's still very hard, and the fungi just can't push up through the soil.
Okay, listen, I don't want to hold you up, because I don't want us to be accused of shirking.
Well, no, absolutely.
you're doing your patch, I'm going back to mine. I left my small patch of bramble, and meanwhile, Rob's been having a go at it. You've nearly done it. Sorry about that, I was distracted.
Yeah. Sorry.
How much is this conservation work is also about getting people together and meeting people? And
no, exactly, that's what it is. I mean, Troopers Hill is wonderful because there's so many people who've got a view of Troopers Hill. So it really is like a centre for the... It almost makes like a village around here, although we're right in the middle of Bristol. It feels like a village. You walk on the hill and obviously there's dog walkers up here and you meet the same dog walkers and all the dog walkers... Well, they know each other's dogs' names, or they know each other's names, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it really does make it a community heart.
Yeah,
so, yes, we try and encourage local people to come here.
Okay, let's do some more. I'll do some more. I'll put my gloves back on and restart my loppers once I've got this bramble out of my ankle sock. What's your name?
My name's Leisha.
And Leisha, have you been to one of these work parties before?
No, it's the first time.
So why did you come along?
I saw it on one of the community group forums, and I like visiting Troopers Hill and thought I'd come and give a hand and keep it, you know, maintained.
And I suppose if it wasn't for this, then it would look a very different place, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and also it's really important for wildlife, you know. We're short of pollinators and they need all the help they can get, so doing something like this is really worthwhile. It's the sort of place where you can just, like, lose yourself. Yeah. It's really nice.
Well, I'll let you get on. I don't want to disrupt you. You're doing a good clearance job there. We've got a temporary cease of strimming. What's the matter with the strimmer?
Richard.
Have you broken it, Richard?
No.
You sure? I'm going to have a word with the man with the pitchfork. What's your name?
It's Brad Chaplin.
And what are you doing here, Brad? How come you're here on the work party today?
It's just nice. I give up a day's work once a week to come out and help out and make it a better place. You're making your city beautiful again.
Yeah, absolutely. So today we've cleared... Well, initially you looked and I thought, that's not a very big area, but now we're nearing the end of it, you can see what a space we've made.
Yeah, it's the amount of work that goes into making it better, and you don't realise it, but when you walk past it in a couple of days' time, as a dog walker walking through here, you'll realise that actually they've done a good job, and you know, it's a lot clearer, you see a lot more things going through, more animals, and it feels good as well. Like it relieves something in your mind. It's, you know, you get out here and just... You have a bit of fun, there's no pressure.
It's good for your head, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's good for your mental capacity as well. It just relaxes you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've heard rumours of a cup of tea in a minute.
Hopefully.
Right, go on, back to... Look, I made a pile of brambles there. Look at it, it's massive. You need to get your pitchfork over there.
Cup of tea and biscuits.
Oh, yeah, please, yeah.
You've got OTs to...
I'm just going down to the pile where they... put everything that we've cut back today. It's tucked out of the way, sort of where it'll compost naturally. Brad's coming with a pitchfork! Don't dump it on my head.
I'd never do that.
I had such a great time on Troopers Hill in East Bristol. It's a fabulous like nature reserve. It's only 3 miles from the city centre. It's got a brilliant view of Bristol. And it was great to meet Brian, Lisa, Brad. They were volunteering that day. Anyone can go along. The next conservation work party is a week on Saturday, the 3rd of November. You can find out more and get all the details at troopers-hill.org.uk. That's their website. And before the end of the show, I'm going to take you inside that iconic chimney on the top of Troopers Hill. Because it was such a beautiful sunny day, I took a great photograph of the chimney. And then I didn't realise you could go actually inside. You bend down, get underneath, and you can stand up inside it. So you'll hear that before the end of the show.